Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Recently, an Obama-appointed federal judge ruled that Ohio authorities must recognize same-sex marriages contracted in other states. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, Judge Timothy Black called the state's marriage amendment, passed by 62% of the majority of Ohioans in 2004, unconstitutional and unenforceable. This particular case is unbelievable because he has highlighted and bolded certain statements saying that there's just no rational reason to have marriage as the union of one man and one woman. And believe it or not, at the end of his opinion, for no reason, no reference at all, he has this poem that he's attached to his opinion that is a poem celebrating adoption. And it's apparently in the context of people who are engaged in same-sex activities ought to be able to adopt. He just sticks it in there. It's the most bizarre advocacy piece that I've ever seen of a judge. And this is an Obama appointee. Mike DeWine, the attorney general, plans to appeal this ruling.
Matt, they're not even hiding it anymore. These judicial activists, these social change agents abusing the position that they have been appointed to on the bench, these unelected rogue judges abusing this position of authority in order to affect cultural and social change, something that is left up to, frankly, the legislator, you know, and the American people. Overwhelmingly, every single voter initiative put forth to protect the institution of legitimate marriage, I believe with maybe one exception, has passed. And so here we have these individual rogue judges coming in and literally overturning the will of tens of millions of Americans. You can just about count them, on two hands, the number of these judges now who individually are engaging in this gross, unconstitutional judicial activism. When is it going to stop? When are the American people going to say no more?
Well, it's becoming absurd. I mean, you had the Virginia judge who struck down Virginia's marriage amendment that was passed by the voters. And in that situation, the judge got confused between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And obviously, her law clerks didn't detect the confusion. And so they released this to the public, quoting from the Declaration of Independence and actually attributing the quote from that declaration to the United States Constitution. It's something that any first 101 civics class student would know, but not this judge in Virginia. And so that's the kind of absurdity we're getting from that judge there, from this judge who's an Obama appointee, and the one in Virginia, by the way, was an Obama appointee as well, where they're trying to lecture us about what the Constitution allegedly says. Well, you know, the first same-sex marriage case was filed around 1976 or so, and that was rejected. There was a case that went up to the Supreme Court arguing for a constitutional right to same-sex marriage, Baker versus Nelson. The Supreme Court dismissed it, didn't take the case because there was no jurisdiction, there was no constitutional right, so they dismissed
it. And the language
in
the Minnesota ruling was very powerful about the importance of natural marriage, that it's a fundamental building block to any healthy society.
Yeah, and it's just a common sense, obviously, that it is our very foundation and building block. And then from 2004 to recent, until 2013, there were a lot of cases regarding same-sex marriage. We were involved in about 50 of those. And court after court after court, state and federal, found that there was no constitutional right to same-sex marriage. Now, all of a sudden, you get these Obama-appointed judges that say, oh, well, no, we actually did find it. So they're like treasure hunters, I guess, in the Constitution. And they've come up with this new invented right of same-sex marriage, which is absurd. This particular judge, when you read his decision, it's absolutely absurd how he writes, how derisive and dismissive he is of marriage as the union of one man and one woman, and how he throws in this ridiculous poem at the end of his decision. Fortunately, the case is put on hold. It's going to be appealed. Now, this particular ruling applies to recognizing an out-of-state same-sex marriage. So somebody from another state, like Massachusetts, comes to Ohio, wants to have their marriage recognized. That's what this judge ruled on. That particular decision, however, is on hold pending appeal. However, what the judge did say, which goes to show his activism, that that's all he's ruling on, but he says, you can see where I'm going if another case comes to me about someone in Ohio wanting to have marriage in Ohio.
He's shopping for the case.
He's advertising that come back with me with one of those cases and I'll strike the marriage statute, the marriage amendment down as well.
Well, my good friend Phil Burris, who's a chairman of Citizens for Community Values Action there in Ohio, that's the group that put together the 2004 marriage amendment that passed on the ballot there. He said that Judge Black is abusing his judicial power by overriding the explicit opinion of the voters. He said this, quote, "It's another example of homosexual activists using sympathetic judges and the courts as a blunt instrument to force a redefinition of marriage and family on the people of Ohio." He said, quote, "It seems clear that when advocates of marriage equality, so-called, cannot convince the people and win at the ballot box, they resort to the courts and to judicial fiat." That's exactly what's happening here, Matt. And don't you think that this is these rogue judges kind of in concert trying to build momentum? Because we know ultimately it's going to be the United States Supreme Court that rules on Section 2 of the Defense of Marriage Act to determine whether or not the Full Faith and Credit Clause applies and so forth. If that's overturned, Section 2, it opens the floodgates. Don't you think that that's what these judges are doing?
Oh, yeah, that's
trying
what
to give cover
to
Justice Kennedy and build momentum?
There's no question. And that's what Justice Kennedy wanted to do when he issued the majority opinion in the 5-4 decision in Windsor regarding the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. That's exactly what he wanted to do, and that's what's happening. Now, the consequences of that, you can see it happening both here in the United States as well as in Canada, our nation just across the border. Recently, New York City councilman has told those who believe in marriage as one man and one woman they are not welcome in the Big Apple. In response to Chick-fil-A's proposed plans to expand their businesses and set up restaurants in several locations, including New York City, Councilman Daniel Drom told the Huffington Post that the fast food chain would not be welcome in the most populous city of the country. "We don't need bigots," he said, "coming to New York City," he told the Huffington Post. "They are not welcome here unless they can embrace all of New York's diverse community, including the LGBT community." Now, that's very similar to the mayor of New York, who, you know, they've got this tourism advertisement to bring business people and businesses to New York. At the same time, the mayor, de Blasio, said the same thing. "You're not welcome in New York." And so you have a city councilman saying, "You're not welcome in New York." What we're seeing is unreal. The bigotry that's being shown against people who believe in the natural created order of marriage.
It's uncanny, Matt, and these so-called progressive lawmakers are just bathed in the stench of totalitarianism. It shocks you to the core to hear them make these kind of statements demonizing Christians and people who simply recognize the reality. They push this notion of marriage, quote, equality, a newfangled redefinition, deconstruction of actual marriage, and they attack as bigots people who simply recognize objective natural law and reality that marriage is between a man and a woman.
And, you know, across the border there in Canada, you've got the Civil Marriage Act of 2005, which legalized in that nation same-sex unions, explicitly applied to marriage. And now you've got Trinity Western University. It has recently received its accreditation as a school to operate in the British of Columbia. And this particular new law school had pushback from people because it believed in biblical morality. Now, they did receive the accreditation to start as a new law school in Canada, but they've now recently been sued as well by someone claiming that they should not be accredited because they do not embrace same-sex marriage. So this battle of marriage and morality is a battle over the very core of religious freedom as well, and it's coming to a place near you. That's why you need to be engaged, you need to be educated, and you need to be involved in this particular issue. Go to Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can order some of our books. Dr. Judith Reisman, we have two of her books, Sexual Sabotage and also Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. We also have other resources there as well, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. Continue to stand with Liberty Counsel. Pray for this ministry as we continue to advance marriage and family as the union of one man and one woman.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.